Welcome to SaaS Business Secrets with Stacia, where we bring you the latest in starting your six-figure SaaS business and beyond. Visit SaaSBusinessSecrets.com to find out more. Now here's your host, Stacia.
Hey there, everybody. I'm so excited today. We are going to be talking about AI, Facebook advertising, Google advertising, how you can master advertising in this age right now, 2024. If you're ready to explode your agency growth or your small business, I have a special guest today. I'm super beyond excited for the game-changing news that is going to explode your business today. I have the privilege of introducing my friend. I'm going to say he's my brother from another mother. We've gone paddle boarding. You guys may have seen pictures. And I have the privilege to introduce you to a true visionary, the co-founder of Upex, Sam Carlson.
Thanks for that fun introduction. Yes, we did. We had the time to go and hang out on the North Shore in Hawaii, do a paddle board, and had so much fun. So I'm excited to be with you, Stacia. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. I know. And every time I talk to him, he's like, oh, man, Stacia, I need to come back.
Oh, so true. It is so true. We're planning a trip. We're definitely coming there a couple times this year.
Well, I'm super excited to have you here. We've met through mutual friends, and I'm super excited because you are the forefront. And I've also met your partners, but I love the software Upex. And for those of you guys who don't know about Upex, you're missing out. We're really excited because this is something that's going to be a game changer if you haven't heard of it. If you're already doing ads for clients or you just simply want to learn how to do your own ads, you can integrate Upex as a white label for Go High Level. So why don't I just pass it off to you and you tell us, how did you get started and what Upex can do for people?
So thanks again, Stacia, for having me. So back in the day, okay, the SMMA model was introduced to us. So Ty Lopez actually owns that trademark, social media marketing agency. He owns SMMA, right? So him and a couple other people really brought to the forefront this whole idea of doing lead generation for businesses. Now we focus on local businesses. So in your local community, those businesses, those service providers, whether it's attorneys, real estate, mortgage people, doctors, fill in the blank, those people that need more customers, but are not necessarily tech savvy enough to get leads on the internet and all that kind of stuff. They don't know how to do it. So this new service opens up and all of these entire new industry of social media marketing, these agencies pops up virtually within a year and everybody's doing it. So I started doing it back in 2015. I think it may have been around for a year or two by then in terms of like Facebook ads and all that kind of stuff. And businesses love it. The one thing that you can always sell is new customers. Can I get you new customers? Oh, no, I hate that. I don't want any customers, right? It's the easiest thing to sell. So Upex started there. We serve agencies. We help agencies streamline their Facebook ads. So it's basically as easy to run Facebook ads as it is for a person to boost a Facebook post. That's the whole concept. That's the whole idea. And when we came out with Upex the first time, so a lot of people have heard of Upex and they call it the DIY SaaS, right? So you embed it in your high level account. Your customers can launch their own ads just like they were boosting a post, except for you're doing lead generation campaigns, right? Which is what they really want. They really want lead generation campaigns. When they boost a post, they just think, I'm boosting a post because Facebook said to. And I guess this is going to do something for me, but then it doesn't do anything for them. So we made it so they could. But the original concept of Upex back when we launched it was not to do DIY ads. It was to make it so we didn't have to hire media buyers. And the whole idea was I had an agency. Anytime my partner Jacob and I, we'd get to 25, 30 customers, the wheels would fall off because it's one thing to sell customers. It's a completely different thing to fulfill for them. And launching ads, jumping in and out of ad accounts, optimizing ads, managing performance, onboarding new customers, everything that comes with that model, you have to do it and you have to do it very well or people are going to just say, no, this is not worth my time and quit paying you. So the idea of hiring people, watching them quit, paying media buyers are not cheap employees to have, or hiring virtual assistants who would misspell people's names. The agency I have works with doctors, put the wrong doctor's name on the wrong ad. And then I get a call a week later. Hey, man, are you stupid? I'm not Dr. Smith. I'm Dr. Nelson. I'm like, oh. I would like to say that only happened a couple of times, but I feel like it happened a couple of times a month. just because it's too much. It's a lot of work. And so basically, we built a software that automates all of those clicks. So you don't have to have a media buyer. You can have a piece of software that does it. And it's so easy to use that my now 12-year-old daughter, who you know, Mia, she can run ads. And it's simple. Anybody can run ads. If a 10-year-old can do it, anybody can run ads. So pretty cool.
Yeah, I was just talking to one of my partners the other day. I was like, and we were interviewing a guy who does ads. And actually, we told him about Upex and we're like, you need to do this. I was like, where have you been? But anyways, this is typical, 25. And I was like, oh, that's pretty average. But if you're trying to do it yourself, you're going to have to either hire someone that's going to be at least $2,500 to $3,500 a month, not including ad spend. You can either hire someone to do that, or you can do it yourself with Upex. Yeah. Or you, as the agency owner, can scale faster because you can actually have it all in one place and not have to log in and out of everything.
Yeah, logging in and out of Ads Manager. So that's the other thing. So I kind of touched on that. Let's say you have the 25, 30 customers that we would kind of always fumble at, right? You fumble because you're getting in and out of ad accounts. Like you're getting in this person's account, then this person's account, then in, by the end of the day, unless you're incredibly organized, you've been in and out of 30 different ad accounts, made 30 different changes, launched 30 different, you've done all this stuff. And just the mental dexterity required to do that alone, not even the skill to launch the ads, that's a lot. So in Upex, you can do all of that without getting into Ads Manager. You don't have to. Like you just click, click, click. All your customers are in one spot. If you have performance, if you say, Tuesday is my day where I manage performance, boom, you go to all your clients, you go one by one and you open it up and you can see all your ads and you can be like, oh, that one is performing not as good as the other three. Turn it off. You're done. You optimize that campaign. You can manage all of those campaigns in minutes without ever getting to Ads Manager. And we knew that you would need to be able to do that because we run an agency. And so we know all of the pain points of these agencies. Like, man, I hate doing this. I hate doing that. Well, we'll just build a tool so you don't have to. So I'm excited for what 2024 is going to do because you talked about AI. We got some fun stuff coming with AI. And I say fun as in this job can really suck if you do it the manual way and if you make mistakes all the time and if people are complaining and all you feel like you're doing are bringing on people and churning them, this game sucks. This is not a fun business, but it is so fun when you bring them on. And whether you as an agency are launching their ads or they launch them themselves, people just win and you do it in less time. It's just so much more fun. I mean, I would rather make better profit margins and all that kind of stuff and keep people longer, but that's just me. Maybe other people like to burn customers. I don't know.
No, we don't. We want to keep people happy and have win-win situations. And I love AI. So tell us more about the AI components of Upex. I've seen some things in there. Tell us more about
that. I'll say this as a foundational statement, okay? So for me, the way I think about AI is garbage in, garbage out. Prompting and just who is prompting this system is so important. And between myself, Jacob, and Bradley, we have decades of experience in doing local lead generation, in running an agency, in knowing what the pitfalls are. And we build that into every tool that goes into Upex, including writing ads, rewriting ads, which we're a big thing of, we're a big proponent of, including making suggestions for optimizing campaigns, but maybe not executing them. So it's all about using AI the way it is meant to be used. You can get a lot of these GPTs off the shelf now and you can go take courses, but they're very broad. And I don't know if you agree with me. I'm just going to throw a dart out in my own board. I feel like most of the people who teach those courses have never really done it. And they go surface level. They're like, oh, I bought this prompt from a person who says they run ads. I made my little tweak and now this runs ads. I don't get the luxury of doing that. If I do something that doesn't work in Upex, do you think I hear about it from all of our users? You're damn right. And so we have to put stuff in there that works. So that's the foundational principle is garbage in, garbage out. So we like to start with best practices, the things that we know work. And that comes down to first our templates, the actual ads that go in there. So Upex, we have a library of ads. We have over 700 of them right now. We're now duplicating those into Google ads, Google ad templates as well, since we rolled out Google at the end of last year. All of those templates are built on a formula and a framework that we know works. Like writing an ad, you have to have an offer. We know you have to have an offer. You have to express the benefit of your ad in the headline, okay? We know that people see the image first, then the headline, then they read the first sentence of your copy. They click the micro conversion of read more, they do that, and then they expand the ad. That is the order about of how people look at an ad. And so we know that that's the case. And so we know that, okay, we have to prioritize these things in this exact order. If one of those chains is broken, your ad's not going to work. So what we start out with is a proven ad that we put together with a proven formula. And then we give our users, because then the question is this, and I actually did a video with Keaton Walker that just published yesterday. And he was asking me, he said, if you have that many templates and that many users, and they're all using the same templates, isn't it just a matter of time before now all these people are seeing my exact same template? That's a very astute question to ask. And I said, Keaton, you're absolutely right, which is why there's a button that says rewrite with AI. You click the button and boom, you got a fresh new campaign based off of proper inputs, based off of offers we know work, headlines we know work, based off of all the things that we know drive performance. So we could use AI to create it. And we have some stuff coming that will do some of that the right way. But we're using AI to rewrite proven stuff for the express purpose of one, either differentiating our templates from other agencies who are in the same niche or similar niche, or making it so we can take one niche and maybe we can turn that same template into a similar but different offer for our own agency. And we want to give those tools to agencies so they can quickly build their own library of proven ads. Because that is where the power is. If you can go to a dentist and you say, hey, Mr. Dentist Man, we can get you patients for $60 to $80. Well, how do you prove that? Well, look at this. Boom. And I've done this personally in my own agency. We spent $100,000 on this one template over the last 6 months. And these are the proven results. They're like, oh, that's some proof that I've not seen before. That's a big thing that you can leverage using UpX that you've never been able to do before. So that's one example of how we're using AI. AI is an awesome tool, but it's kind of like you don't pay a plumber for banging the pipes. You pay a plumber for knowing where to bang the pipes. And so it's like, okay, cool. We all have access to the same tools, but are you using them the right way? And we know how to use them as it pertains to local lead generation specifically.
So if an agency is just getting started, how can they use Go High Level and UpX to help them? So maybe they don't have all that data and stuff like that. You know, like, yeah. Oh, what do I do?
Yeah. So here's what I'd say, like just being real, a lot of agencies. So when I got in the Facebook ad game, I had to take courses. I had to read a lot and there wasn't even access to the same type of information there was on YouTube today. Take Facebook's blueprint. So I had to take all these courses and learn it and like hopscotch between all this information to build up my own knowledge and skills. Before we talk about anything else, if you're an agency and you want to make money, I feel like you should own the skills and get the education so you can do it ethically. And by the way, if you do that, you'll make money because a lot of people are unwilling to do that. A lot of people want to cut corners. They don't want to do it right. Your question was, if you're a new agency, what should you start? Start with Lead Gen U. Lead Gen U, it's an 8-hour course. Now, it's actually a 10-hour course, but 2 of those hours are spent on how to sell, how to use a pitch deck, how to use a webinar. So that's selling. 8 hours of it are, what does your agency do? Why do local businesses want to buy from you? What should your offer be? What should your niche be? How do you write ads? What is a good ad? How do you fix a bad ad? You need to know this stuff, even though we're giving you all of these tools that give you really quick outcomes. If you don't know the why behind what you're doing, you're not an entrepreneur yet, right? So just own the skills of it. And if you can't go through 8 hours just to start and learn, you shouldn't be doing this at all. Like you're not going to make money. You will never make money. So start there. That way you understand this model and then join the community and see what other people are doing. We've got daily classes. Come ask questions that you're not clear on. High Level has a lot of places to learn, but I would say there's one piece of advice I would say everybody should take. Personally, I would say there's this thing that people get. They get High Level overwhelm. And when you add UpX on top of it, it's High Level and UpX overwhelm. Happens. Find out who your niche is first. I talk a lot about this all over the place, it seems like. and then only add the tools to your high level account that are going to serve that person with an offer. Meaning it's cool that they have so many features, but if you try and overwhelm a customer with like review automation, missed call text back, all of these things at the very beginning, they will be overwhelmed and so will you. Keep it simple. Keep the platform like an MVP and you will be shocked how far you can go in terms of your agency revenue before you start adding on the other bells and whistles, which are good bells and whistles. I'm not saying there's negative things about it. I'm just saying the psychology of business is start simple. One prospect, one product, one solution. Start there and then go beyond that once you start getting a customer base.
And that's how I got started. You just really have to get into the weeds of it. I'm constantly still learning still. I mean, I've been working with Go High Level now for a year and a half. And still there's so many new features and things like that. But when I first got started, I had to focus on a certain niche. And I said, this is what it can do for you. And this is what we're going to do. This is the offer. So make sure you have the offer right first.
We have this coaching program, if you want to call it coaching program. And it's called Agency Launch. It's right after you start your trial of Apex. We say, hey, if you struggle with finding your niche and with creating your offer, this is a 3-month program. You come in and we'll help you with it. We had an agency come in and this was on yesterday. This was Monday. And we showed him this, we call it the Niche Navigator. We showed him this tool. If you do the Niche Navigator right, it will help you, one, identify your sub niche, two, create your ads and your offer like that. You'll know what to do and you'll be able to like come out of the gate with a lot of success. And he's like, oh, I know what my niche is. He already knew what his niche was. And we're like, okay, well, just humor us. Go through the prompts because you answer it as you go and it prompts you. So the AI said, we're sorry, but it doesn't look like you've narrowed your focus down to a unique and narrow enough audience. Please answer the following questions. And the guy's like, yes, I do. And we just said, hey, just follow the prompts. Keep going. By the time he got done, he was like, oh my gosh, this entire time, I thought that I had a niche and I thought that my problems were my offer was this, like all these problems that we think we have. He goes, but my real problem was I didn't know what a niche was and I didn't have one. He left that meeting with a niche and a complete new understanding of what his business is now too, which makes all the difference in the world. I'll tell you right now, if you're in the agency space, if you've been in the high level and UPEX community for 6 months to a year and you haven't gotten a client yet and you've talked to people and they're like, they don't immediately be like, oh yeah, chances are 9.9. That's the exact stat, Stacia. 9.9 out of 10 people have that experience because they don't have a narrow enough avatar. A sub niche is what I call it. And if they don't have that, all of the other parts that you're trying to do, your offer, you're building out your high level platform, all that stuff, it's not going to work. You're going to have too much stuff. You're going to confuse people. People want simplicity. And they want outcomes. It's not that complicated as long as you start simple.
It's so awesome that you're helping people not only, I mean, literally like UPEX to me, it's a simple thing. It integrates with high level and you can deploy ads, but you're helping agencies on this whole other level It makes sense because you have to get them straight before they can stay with us over at UPEX. So,
well, I'll tell you this. About 6 months ago, we sat down, we looked at our churn numbers and we looked at our LTV of a customer. And we were looking at this, we're like, man, if we could just help this number go from here to here, we could make a real big dent just in revenue. And so we sat down like, well, what do we got to do? And the problems were two things. The problems that we found with our customers were one, they had high level UPEX overwhelm. There was too many features, too many things going on. They didn't know. And so they just thought they had to learn everything on both platforms, everything. And that was number one. Number two was, they didn't have the fundamental thing. They didn't have a niche enough audience, so they couldn't make a proper, unique offer. And so we said, okay, well, how do we solve this? And that's where Agency Launch came from. That's where Lead Gen U came from. That's where all these things came from. We saw our trial from like 33% conversion rate. So people can start with a 2-week free trial with UPEX. Use Stacia's link. She's got a link somewhere here. 2-week free trial. We were like 32, 33%, which isn't bad. But we're up close to 50% now, just because we're giving people better help at the beginning of their agency journey. And it's making a big difference. So some of these things you don't set out to do, like I never wanted to create a course. I never wanted to create a course. We just build an awesome product and I'm like, well, shouldn't that be enough? But then your people come back and you know this, having worked with people, people come back with genuine need and they're like, I don't understand this. And you know the answer. So at some point it becomes, I'm not going to say an obligation, it becomes like a duty to share what you've learned. And so that's why we do weekly, like daily classes, Monday through Friday. That's why Lead Gen U is free. It should be paid because those who pay attention, but it is free. And that's why we created Agency Launch, because we knew if we can help more people cross this one hurdle, after that, they'll get it. And that's what's happening. It's awesome.
I mean, you have to get that stuff straight for your own business first, too, as an agency, regardless, like get it straight for yourself, run your own ads in it, and then you can show people how awesome it is, and then add that additional service or offer to your specific niche audience. So much easier to help you scale your business if you're running ads for people. And so you were doing Facebook ads all these years. Now you've opened up Google ads. Tell us more about that.
When I was running my agency, Facebook is the one we led with. Google is the one we got asked about. So we became very proficient in both. When we launched UpEx, it was a Facebook only platform. And we launched it the way we did because one, we knew we wanted to like replace the media buyer. But we also knew that on the back end, we wanted it to be a tool that agencies could use for a lot more than just launching ads. And we knew we wanted Google to get there as well. Google was a lot harder. And the reason it was a lot harder is I personally have never set up a Google Ads campaign. I have asked a couple of people who are very skilled in this. If you ask any person how long it takes from beginning until end to start a Google campaign from scratch, they'll tell you it takes hours, like 2-3 hours to just create a Google Ads campaign. And one of the big parts of creating a Google Ads campaign is attribution, setting up tracking, proper attribution, all that kind of stuff. If you want a Google campaign to give you very expensive results, set up bad tracking, set up bad attribution. And for our UpEx users, we know a lot of people are newer agencies coming in with not having those skills, not having that experience. And so we put Google on the back burner for a long time until we could come up with a solution to where all of the technical, the tracking, the setup, all that stuff could get handled. And we sat on it for a year. We had a lot of like stuff on Google built for a year, but we never knew how to do the tracking and all that kind of stuff and everything that comes with it. So we knew, well, if we launch this, people are just going to have a fit with it. But about 5-6 months ago, Jacob came up with this idea and it's freaking brilliant. The punchline is this. Right now you can launch Google Ads and we're starting with Performance Max because it's the best of both worlds. You can launch a Google campaign in like less than 30 seconds, just like you can with Facebook ads. And that's with established, you can send traffic to established landing pages that already have coding and tracking all attribution already set up. If you don't have that set up, you don't know how to do it. So this is January. It's January 9th. By the end of this month, we'll have this thing called Easy Pages rolled out with Google to where you can launch a campaign from stem to stern, everything with tracking, attribution, all that embedded and everything done in 30 seconds. And you can do it if you don't have a ton of experience in Google Ads as well, which is a feat in and of itself. It's so awesome that we're actually patenting something. It's freaking sweet. It's so cool. We're so excited about it. All right. So this is actually my agency. And I like to start with my own agency so people can see what the end product looks like when their customers are using it as a DIY tool. So you just go to new campaign, you click on Facebook, and then here's where the library of proven ads comes into play. And clients love this. Clients are like, okay, cool. I want to do stuff for, hip sciatica, reproductive treatments. Interesting. They come in, they just go to whatever they're wanting to do. We do a lot of stuff with chiropractors and doctors doing stuff. So decompression would be a good example. Now, when you come into here, here's all of the ads in the library that people can see and use out of the gate. All they got to do, now for us in our agency, we put an A in parentheses for anything that's approved. And you would say, well, why do you have stuff that's not approved? Well, because some of these things don't get used as much as others. That doesn't mean they're bad. It just means that these ones are like road tested. So you just click on it. You put in your daily budget. We'll say $50 a day. You put in your own website and then you click launch campaign. So a client can do all of that being shown one time. It's incredibly simple. Now, if you're an experienced agency, like, okay, well, what about I'm in the wedding venue niche. And this is a specific example, right? I want to push out my own creative, but it's for wedding venues. So how could I use a template like that? That looks great for you, Sam, but what about me? I'm doing something where it requires, or maybe real estate. I got to show homes that are unique. They're not going to fit into a template. Well, that's where you have this optional info. You have all this cool stuff. You can do retargeting campaigns. You can put in a custom audience. You can change the targeting. So right now it's defaulting to a 10-mile radius off of the address of the Facebook page. So if your customer, in this case, it shows up. If your customer's page is 123 Main Street, it's going to launch a campaign to whatever radius you select off of the page's address. You can also change it. You can do it with all the same targeting capabilities that you do in Facebook. You can go to ad media, and this is where you can preload when you're onboarding a customer. You can go, oh, hey, let's get them their own media. Like they onboard, part of our process is to upload their own library of visuals so we can let them customize it right here. You can also, they can upload it on the fly. So both images and video. So boom, they can easily do that. Ad text, if they want to preview what it says, bam, there's the ad text, everything they need. And then launch campaign, done. That's how easy it is.
That's why I tell people, these are just like swipe files. They're the structure of it is how you want to like set up your ad, but like make it your own. Every business is different. You're going to have different stats. So this is just a tool to help you make it so much easier. Is there any templates for coaches or course creators?
So coaches and course creators. So that would probably fall within this niche and you would want to just modify it. What I would say is purchase a template. If you need something along those lines, just go in and purchase a template. This is GTM Spark. They are an awesome service that we do have a chunk of, you know, we're a partner with them. And they can create you one based off of your needs. They can create you a couple of them. They can create you five, or they can give you up to 10 for just that much.
I was going to ask you if you had that still, like where they can create an ad for you. Awesome.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
I know some of my clients here are real estate and mortgage. They were wondering, oh, like, would they help you create a custom ad with like compliance? Like, are they familiar with, I know not all businesses have a compliance issue, but especially like mortgage and real estate, they have some certain things they have to do.
They will create custom ads for you. When it comes to compliance, I always say we're not attorneys. And I would say with ChatGPT right now, just take what they put in there and say, is this compliant for Facebook ads? Honestly, that's what I would do. And I would just say that as an extra measure of caution. Mm-hmm. If you're concerned about that, if you're concerned about it, you should know enough about it yourself to make sure that you don't do anything that's not right. And they write ads for every niche. And by the way, it looks like we have 1, 2, 3, 4, that's 8, 9, 10, 11. That's 11. It looks like we have 11 niches. That's 11 categories. In health and fitness alone, there's 6 there.
Med spa.
Local services. There's another 7 there, right? We have a ton of niches. And if you get into even those, there's sub niches in there too. We built our platform the same way we know it needs to be done. You get into medical doctors. Now you got all these kind of different people. So you got 10 right there. We got a lot of categories, a lot of niches. But some people do weird stuff. We got one guy that does like hypnotherapy. I don't have any hypnotherapy templates, people. That's not normal. But you can glean off of a proven strategy here or just purchase it.
Those are good prices. I would definitely highly recommend get a custom ad.
From people that know what they're doing and people that know what Apex does too. And that's what GTM Spark does. So it's dialed in. We've heard all the stuff and we can go deep enough on our template library, but obviously we can't go everywhere. There's just some unique niches that one person was talking, I don't know if they're joking, but about people with wide feet. And it was like a podiatrist that helped people with wide feet. I don't know. But I don't have any wide feet ever in the template library. There's some things that are a little bit niche and that's the opportunity, of course.
Super happy to have you here. I think what gave you guys a really good insight on what Apex does. Go get your trial. If you have any questions, let us know. There's so much that they do here in their community, daily trainings. Awesome. Anything else you want to leave the audience?
If I could just help you shine a little bit more on like what's offered other than the tool for people that are watching this, give me 2 seconds. I'll show you guys a couple of goodies when you guys sign up with Stacia's link is you get a couple of cool things. One, you get Lead Gen U. Lead Gen U, it's a free course, pick your niche, all that kind of cool stuff. We give you some really cool stuff in the Get Clients module. So number one, you'll get my Genie pitch deck. This is a pitch deck that I give you guys. This is a pitch deck that I have used to get customers, right? There's a whole thing here. You get this if you sign up with Stacia's link. You also get, I went back in my agency for a couple of days to do some actual sales calls to show me using it. So you get like sales calls of me actually doing the pitch. So I do two of those live recordings to show you guys how to do it. I also give you my webinar framework. I give you my webinar and I teach you how to do webinars, all included in the course. I give you the big webinar. So the big webinar is my agency. This is my actual, I talked about that webinar I did, Stacia, to get 53 customers in a single webinar. This is the webinar that I did it with. And then here's all the webinar slides. So sign up with Stacia. Let me see if there's anything else. Daily classes. We do have one other thing that you get. You get a custom snapshot for UpHex. It comes with like follow-up sequence and all that kind of stuff. Watch the video. Watch the video. It's a very discreet link, but watch the video. Otherwise, you'll be confused. So sign up with Stacia's stuff and you get all that just for trying out the free trial. Pretty easy.
Oh, yeah. That's the UpHex, what he was showing you guys, really, the behind the scenes of UpHex. But when it's integrated in a high level, you literally have like this custom button on the bottom left-hand corner. And like he said, the client can just integrate their Facebook, but you can see everything right in there. So you don't have to, not having to go into all these different platforms. But once you have that uploaded, easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
Yep. Super excited, guys. If you have any questions for me or Sam, let us know. Those are awesome. Like the pitch deck, that's going to help you land your clients. Like this is the beginning of the year. It's just 2024 now, guys. Like all you have to do is just have a few of these clients paying you reoccurring income. Like once you have it set up, like you're not having to like do much.
I'll say one final thing before we end up here. So we were sitting back at the end of 2023 thinking, what is our theme going through 2024? What are we going to focus on? And we actually fed all this kind of cool stuff into AI to really prompt, what do we do? Who do we help? And here's what we came up with. Number one, if you're an agency that is trying to build this business model, you're trying to make money, the fastest way to get there is to follow somebody else who has already done it. The tools that we provide are the way. They are the way to do that. So that's number one. Number two, once you do it, our ethos going forward is replicate success. Replicate the success of getting clients, replicate ad launching, replicate revenue, replicate everything. If we can help you achieve it one time, UpHex will help you replicate that in perpetuity. So that's what it takes to be successful in the agency model, is not jumping around and recreating every single time. Figure it out once, replicate into the future. That's how you make and print money.
One of my friends had commented below, which actually is a good point, and I may have to have you back again. This is a great option for ads managers whose Facebook capability got shut down. So a lot of that was happening, you know, and that's a lot of times people got out of the game because of that, you know.
To build off of that. So if you're working with whatever niche you're working in, that customer connects like individually to UpHex. So if you've got 100 customers, that's 100 connections to UpHex, and you don't have to necessarily have them attached to your business manager. So that means that via UpHex, you can go into their ad account. You can make the changes on an ad, whatever. Like if you get an ad denied, okay, well, rewrite the headline, whatever, hit submit, and you can do all of it from UpHex. You don't have to do it from business manager. It's not 100% replacement for business manager. It's always better to have access to business manager. But I tell you what, if you don't have a business manager, it's not going to stop you from connecting UpHex to all these accounts. That's a very astute observation to whoever said that.
All right, guys. Again, my link is below. You get all the bonuses from Sam, of course, which is amazing, amazing training. Of course, you get my bonuses too. So if you're in the real estate space and you want to start that, we have bonuses as well for you to start your real estate marketing agency. You have all the AI tools right inside of UPEX, as well as the AI features in Go High Level. If you're new to Go High Level, make sure to watch my other videos on Go High Level. But this is a great addition. Again, links below. And we'll see you on the next episode. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for having me, Stacia.
Thanks so much. Mahalo for listening to the podcast, my interview with Sam Carlson, the co-founder of UPEX. So I've been longtime friends with Sam, and we just went over the ins and outs and the new updates that have been done inside of UPEX that can integrate with your high level account. So if you're an agency or even a small business owner and you've been afraid to launch your ads, this is going to be a great addition to integrate with your high level account and show you exactly what you need to do and literally get your ad set up within 30 seconds. So head over to the YouTube channel, go ahead and Google me, Stacia Kennedy, over on the YouTube webs and find our podcast episode. We'll put it in the show notes of the podcast episode. So I just wanted to make sure that I created an additional audio here so that you can go over to the actual YouTube channel and make sure to check it out so that you can see us in full action demoing this system. And if you want to ask me any other questions, make sure to get my free trial in the show notes as well too. And we'll see you on the other side. So I just want to make sure that you get the full screen and visuals of how to use it and really scale your agency or your small business with advertising, AI advertising, in fact. So thanks for watching again. Mahalo, and we'll see you on the internet.